Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I'm going to share with you how to find the time to research a potential client without becoming a full-time researcher. Now, to give you a little bit of context for today's quick tip, we're talking about approaching a potential client, whether it be by phone or by email. This is not for an upcoming meeting. I mean, obviously, if you had an upcoming meeting, you're gonna wanna spend a lot more time than what I'm about to suggest. Also, too, if you had like what we would call a whale type of prospect, right? Or like that whale type of account that you're going after, you're obviously going to want to spend a little bit more time. But for everything else, this is going to be spot on. So first, before we begin, I want to point out some extremes when it comes to researching a potential client. On one hand, we have many people, I would say a vast majority of people, who just feel like they not only are not going to research, but they just don't have the time to research. Maybe they feel it's a waste of time. They can make a heck of a lot more calls if they didn't get bogged down. I think that's a huge mistake. I'm also going to tell you that as a business owner, I get just an absolute ton of calls where within seconds it becomes apparent to me that they did absolutely no research. And I'm also here to tell you that it's a big mistake because you're missing out on an opportunity to build rapport and credibility and even asking relevant questions and basically engage in a dialogue that's going to be a heck of a lot more objection resistant. I mean, many times when we talk about handling objections, we talk about it more when it's too late. We're talking about it when, like, in a way that we're in response mode. Somebody says this to you, well, then you respond in the following ways. But what a lot of people fail to realize is that there are many things that we can say and do prior to the objection happening on that call or through that email or whatever that can reduce the probability of that happening. So now, you know, and also too, I just want to, just like a mini rant for you. I think it's kind of silly when you think about it, like how people don't, like they can't be bothered with research. And yet, I mean, how many times, I mean, and I want you to be honest with me and don't talk to your car or to your computer because it's just weird. But I just, you know, just kind of a rhetorical question here. How many times have you been hanging out with family, friends, or coworkers or whatever, and everyone's sitting there and you're trying to think of the name of that actor or that actress or the name of that song or that band, or it doesn't even matter, name of the damn restaurant, right? And suddenly now it's a Google race to see who can find that information the quickest. I mean, it's completely irrelevant and silly type of stuff. And yet nobody actually like has the time to research and put in the time on something that could actually put a few more bucks in your wallet. To me, I mean, that's just absolutely silly, and we kind of have to like kind of stop that insanity. But I said we're talking about extremes. Let's take the opposite extreme. We have those who research like way too much to the point that the research, and I want you to hear me on this, the research, the act of that research becomes your safe avoidance activity. And think about it, right? Your brain knows best. Your brain's job is to keep you away from things that you're afraid of and that are unpleasant. So what the brain's going to do is just get you involved in busy work. And, you know, the longer you're there researching, man, it's less time somebody's kicking your ass on a phone. So what I want to propose today is a bit of a compromise. So here goes. Spend 3 minutes and actually set a timer. 3 minutes that you're going to spend researching before you pick up a phone, before you send that email, or whatever that form of outreach is going to be for you, whatever that particular touch is going to be. And also, set a goal for yourself that during that 3 minutes, you're on a mission to find three pieces of relevant information. Now, it might be three pieces of relevant information you can use on that call or not, or maybe just something that's going to give you a better understanding of what they do. But again, let me say this again. You're going to spend 3 minutes, actually set a timer with the goal of finding three pieces of relevant information. Now, I'm going to tell you that it's going to absolutely amaze you how much you can find in 3 minutes, especially if you're competitive by nature. And I think pretty much all of us are in sales, right? So now there you are. You see that timer going, and you know that you have to stay very, very focused. Now, during that 3 minutes, by the way, you don't allow anything else to happen. You don't go and check an email. You don't take an inbound call. You stay focused on that researching activity. But it will blow your mind how much you can figure out. But I'm also here to tell you, unless you're absolutely amazing, and every time you pick up a phone or every time you send an email, you close an appointment or a sale or however it is that you do it, there's going to be several months and several touches. Wouldn't you agree? So now if each time you're spending 3 minutes and finding out three pieces of fresh information, really what you're doing is you're building. And you're building a lot of information, and you're building a lot of time. There's an old saying that goes something like this. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you eat an elephant. But in this case, you're going to eat the elephant, so to speak, 3 bites at a time, 3 minutes at a time. And each time you do it, it's just going to add up. Now, it's going to help if you know where to look and what to look for. And if you don't mind, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in session two of our Prospect Like a Pro course. And if you want to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/phone. So again, to learn more about how and where to research properly, I want you to go and check out our prospecting course, which is appropriately labeled or titled, if you will, Prospect Like a Pro. You can visit yoursalesplaybook.com/phone. But in the meantime, I want you to try this on for size. See if it works for you. Again, we're not going to solve all the mysteries of the world inside of 3 minutes. But what's going to happen is you're going to build up your researching muscles. You're going to learn how to find things very, very quickly. And each time you research is going to go and stack on top of the last time you researched. And it's just going to all build up and give you a lot of information without dedicating an entire day to research. So with that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them, folks.